Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I work with software companies in the United States. And I'm here today with David Kelly, who is the UX architect and rock star at Wirestone. David, what are you guys up to right now?
Well, we're up to all kinds of things. I'm working on a bunch of games and applications on Phone 7 and having a lot of fun doing it.
So you wrote some apps for Windows Phone 7. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Yeah, so Simon, if you search for Simon or Simon Said in the marketplace, it's actually, I think, number 28 in the marketplace right now. There's also sketched apps for Phone 7, and I think I have about 12 other titles that are in the marketplace currently.
So some of those apps are free.
A lot of them are free, actually.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why'd you do that? Or how do you make money selling free apps?
So I found... I've tried a number of different revenue models, and it seems to be most successful with a free app that's revenue is coming from advertisements. You're using AdCenter.
So how do you use AdCenter? What's the steps? What do I need to do?
Well, it's a DLL that I include in my project, and then I reference it in my XAML, maybe move it around where I want it, and I can make it visible or not, depending on whatever, like any other control in Silverlight. And then compile it, upload it. Now you do have to create an account with AdCenter, and you might want to filter how the ads, if you want a certain kind of ad because you feel maybe your target audience is into X, Y, or Z. So there's some controls and more advanced functionality like that, but to get it running, it's pretty straightforward.
So what was the hardest part of it?
Well, the hardest part was initially there was this setting that you have to programmatically set in the constructor that wasn't in the documentation.
Okay, but how about now? Is it still that way?
It's still that way.
Okay, okay.
I've heard there's a new build of that DLL, and I haven't downloaded it yet, and it currently works the way it is, and because it's making money, I haven't bothered to futz with it.
Okay, okay. What would you tell somebody who wanted to get started with AdCenter?
Download it, check it out. It's easy to do, and if you're building an app that's has kind of a wide market, it's the way to go. You know, like Simon says, it's a great game, and I've got on using AdCenter. There's like 250,000 impressions a month or more.
Okay. And you used Silverlight or XNA? What did you use?
Just Silverlight.
Okay. But you're showing it to me.
Sure, I'll show it to you.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's check it out.
Oh, there's Simon. So it's a basic Silverlight app. It actually started off as a demo for conferences to show using Silverlight to WPF to Surface. And I thought I'd throw it out on the phone, and it turned out to be really popular. The game is simple enough. You press this to start. After passing it around, I found that most people wanted to press the middle, so I made the middle work. You can also hit this refresh button. It'll replay whatever the sequence is if you have a bad memory, but that kind of defeats the whole purpose.
And the ads are up there at the top, then.
Yeah, the ads are right there. It just sits there at the top. The only time it gets hidden, you know, if there's an Easter egg, if you shake the phone, it'll pop up. It's already unlocked, and it covers the ad only then, just for a second. But, yeah, it just sits up there.
So what did you have to do to get your app to run from WPF into Silverlight on the phone?
Well, the ads weren't in the WPF Silverlight version. Silverlight Simon, it's actually a CodePlex project, but... to make it go from WPF to Phone 7 basically was, there wasn't really anything I had to do. It ran out of the box. Now, there were some performance issues, so this version has been optimized for the phone, and because the original Simon is very complex XAML, the phone is actually now a picture of Silverlight Simon with four paths and a text box, but the original version did work, just it was a touch slow.
Okay.
Well, so I found this free model seemed to work really good working with Ad Center. So my second app that was successful like Simon is called Tools for Phone 7, and let me show you that.
So this app basically is just a list of a bunch of little apps. I found there were all these little, you know, free apps everyone was downloading, and that just seemed silly. So I put them all in one app and put it out there, and I've got the advertisement right there. On each view inside the application has the ad there, but everything's functional. You know, in case you need a seismometer to look for earthquakes or something with your phone. Or, you know, the flashlight, you know, the ruler app. What else do we got? Morse code, level. You know, there's a GPS, a calculator, a stopwatch. And I actually have another one in the market, another update in the marketplace that adds two or three more other quick tools. And that's pretty much the whole app.
So one of the things you ran into was the limit of 5 applications.
Oh, yes, I did. Holy mackerel.
So we've announced that you can now put 100 applications into Marketplace under a single ID. What do you think of that?
I think it's brilliant. It's genius.
Because it's all about ads now.
Well, it is. That's the most successful model. There's some boutique success with paid apps, but it's really narrow. And at least for people like me, you know, I don't have a huge marketing budget to sell paid apps, but the free apps seems to be working out pretty well.
Thanks, Dave.
Huh? You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay, man. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
See ya.